Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg sources say U.S. District Judge Edward Davila denied the U.S. Federal Trade Commission's request for a preliminary injunction to block Meta's proposed acquisition of the VR developer Within, makers of the fitness app Supernatural. With the ruling, the judge also issued a restraining order, pausing Meta from closing on the deal to give the FTC a week to decide on an appeal. In a statement to Game Industry Biz, Sony denied a Bloomberg report from earlier this week, saying it did not, quote, cut PlayStation VR 2 production numbers. It did not provide much more detail, other than to say it's seeing enthusiasm from PlayStation fans for the upcoming launch. Netflix updated its help center, outlining changes to its password sharing policy enforcement. It will require users to connect to a Wi-Fi at a primary residence once every 31 days to make them trusted devices. Users trying to sign in elsewhere from an untrusted device will be asked to create their own account. Travelers can request a temporary code that can be used on other devices for up to 7 days. Users can transfer profiles to new accounts to migrate watch history and recommendations. Netflix also announced spatial audio is now available on over 700 titles, with plans to add it to popular new titles at launch. The full spatial audio catalog will be available on its premium tier. Standard and basic tiers will receive spatial audio on a small, select number of titles. In its Q4 earnings, Snap reported it grew daily active users 3.3% from last quarter to 375 million, just below analyst estimates. It also reported it surpassed 2 million subscribers to its Snapchat Plus service. The company narrowly missed analyst expectations on revenue of $1.3 billion, virtually flat on the year, while it beat on earnings at 14 cents per share. In a rough market for chip makers, AMD announced it beat analyst expectations in Q4, earning 69 cents per share on revenue up 16% of the year to $5.6 billion. The growth didn't come from its client group, which includes consumer CPU sales, down 51% in the year. Its graphics business saw revenue fall 7% in the year, with a fall in GPU sales somewhat offset by growth in its semi-custom chips used in game consoles. Its data center business saw healthy growth, up 42% to $1.7 billion. Its embedded chip business posted 1,868% growth on the year, but that's mostly due to sales from its Xilinx acquisition now being rolled into that division. PayPal announced it will cut 2,000 jobs, roughly 7% of its workforce, with CEO Dan Schulman citing a challenging macroeconomic environment. The company reports its Q4 earnings on February 9th. Apple launched MLS Season Pass, available for $14.99 per month or $99 per season on the Apple TV app, providing access to MLS matches, Audi 2023 MLS Cup playoffs, Leagues Cup, and original content. Last summer, Apple signed a 10-year deal for streaming rights to Major League Soccer. 4 months after broadly releasing its discrete ARC graphics cards, Intel officially cut the price of the mid-range A750 card $40 to $249. It also released a driver update to improve performance on older DirectX 9 games by an average of 43%, as well as targeted improvements on newer titles using DirectX 11 and DirectX 12. A recent update to Discord introduced a software bug impacting some NVIDIA GPUs, resulting in memory clocks slowing by up to 200 MHz. NVIDIA acknowledged the issue and said it's working on an over-the-air update to resolve the issue. Users can also download a GeForce 3D Profile Manager to apply a mitigation. OpenAI is launching a tool to detect AI-written text. OpenAI says it developed the tool to work as a good classifier and can inform mitigation for false claims that AI-generated text was written by a human. But it also admits the tool has a ways to go. It can properly identify AI-written text 26% of the time, and it incorrectly identified human-written text as AI-generated 9% of the time. In response to inquiries from The Verge, Anchor confirmed the outlet's findings that Eufy security cameras produced unencrypted video streams for the service's web portal. Anchor also said all video streams to the web portal are now end-to-end encrypted, and that it's in the process of updating all Eufy cameras to use WebRTC, which is encrypted by default. It also said it will create an official bug bounty program for Eufy and bring in outside security auditors. Meta will shut down its Echo VR game produced by the developer Ready at Dawn, which Meta acquired in 2020. The company will not issue any refunds for in-app purchases or in-game currency. Ready at Dawn said it made the decision in part to focus on our next project. Game servers will shut down August 1st, 2023. In other game shutdown news, Epic Games will shut down its Melee Battle Royale game Rumbleverse as of February 28th. The game launched in August 2022. Players can request refunds for in-game purchases. And finally, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo and 9to5 Mac sources said earlier this year that Apple would introduce a 6x periscope zoom lens on the top end of its iPhone lineup in 2023, likely the iPhone 15 Pro Max. Kuo now says this feature won't trickle down to less expensive models in the following generation, remaining exclusive to the iPhone Pro Max model in 2024. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.